こんにちは、きのこです。映画のイングリッシュ、この番組では映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私きのこと映画大好きなマイクです。
Hello, 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 hello. How are you doing today, きのこ？
Great! How are you?
I am super, super, duper, fantastico! Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I do kind of want to share something with everyone. The other day, I had McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Mick. Mick.
McDonald's?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the first time in like a really long time that I've had McDonald's. And so I was like, oh, I'll have lunch. And I went to McDonald's and I ate. And about 10, maybe 15 minutes after I had my little double cheeseburger and fries, my stomach turned into a balloon.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It hurt. It was nasty.
Wow.
I don't know why.
So you haven't had a McDonald's a long time, right?
No, I haven't. And I don't want to again.
So your stomach turned to be more healthier.
Maybe. I've been eating a lot of vegetables.
Oh, so.
A lot of hakusai.
Hakusai, great. Yeah. Well, for nabe.
It's nabe season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every weekend we have nabe.
Yeah, so lots of that. And I don't know why, it's just like a bunch of air got into my stomach and it started to hurt. And I'm like,
oh, too bad. Yeah. My daughters love McDonald's potatoes.
French fries.
Yeah, French fry potatoes. Oh, let's go to Mac.
this is a very interesting thing, because in America when I was a kid, it was always Burger King, and I know they have a Burger King in Namba. I don't know if they have any in Tokyo, but Burger King was the place, like for fast food. Everyone loved Burger King because their burgers are absolutely good. I remember them being good growing up, but they were very, very good. Then McDonald's came. Their burgers are horrible, but everyone went there because of their French fries.
Ah, I see that. So nanda in America. So nanda. It's the same taste as Japan.
Yeah, but they changed it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but it's too salty.
Not for us, I guess.
だけどあれ頼めばあのお塩をなくしてくれるんだよね。If you request no salt,
oh, really?
In McDonald's, yeah, that's okay.
I didn't know that.
But it takes a lot. But it takes a lot the time.
Yeah. They probably have to do like a new batch or something.
そうそうそうそう。ちょっと待ってくださいって言われるんだけど。でもね、やってくれなくはないんだけど。だけど、my kids love salty.
Most kids
do.
They love big flavors.
そうなの。わかってるんだけど、it's not good for kids. But, まあ、たまにはね。Not every day.
Yeah, sometimes it's fine. That's fine. So, on Monday, the 1st, I saw The Bridge of Spies.
Oh, そうだったね。そう。OK。じゃあ、行く？ストリーミングニュースのコーナーにしましょうか。
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not? Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Hold on.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
ストリーミングニュースのコーナーです。ここでは映画についてのあれこれをマイクがいち早く紹介します。マイク、Let's go!
Let's go to the Bridge of Spies!
Yes, you have went there.
Yeah, on the first day, you know, that like discount day.
Discount? ああ、そっかそっか。2月1日、1日は。
Yeah, it's
映画の日
It's still a lot more expensive on discount day than it is in America. It's like $9.
そうか。
For a movie in America.
そうだよね。
Yeah. But,
いや、日本のね、映画館は高いんですよ、本当に。
It is. It's almost $20 if you go、うん、in the evening.
Yeah.
It's like, $1,800 or something.
1800円。そうそうそう。
Is that, or is that for 3D? I don't remember.I think 3D might be more expensive, but yeah. So The Bridge of Spies, yeah, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
And it stars Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
The great Tom Hanks. And it has Mark Rylance. Do you know Mark Rylance?
No.
He is a Shakespearean actor.
Ah, so なんだ
He worked at the...Royal Shakespearean Company. He's done a couple of movies. What has he done? He did that. He was in The Wolf Hall, which was a miniseries, a British miniseries. The other Boleyn Girl, he was in that. He is considered by most to be the bestgreatest actor of his generation. So he's in there, and Tom Hanks. And Mark Rylance, he plays the like Russian spy that is captured in America. So he does a fantastic performance.
So
Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks.If you like Tom Hanks, you'll like
Tom Hanks. Hanks.
Well, he has recently kind of just, he's just Tom Hanks. Which is fine. It's great. I like Tom Hanks.
But he is a nice, very, very great actor, Janai.
Yeah. But I think, you know, a lot of these actors, you look at someone like Tom Hanks or Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, they have kind of developeda character. And that is kind of the character that they are in movies. And that's Tom Hanks. He is Tom Hanks.
そうか。最初トム・ハンクス見た時ってすっごい顔が大きいなと思った。He has very long face. So I was surprised when I first see him in a theater.
Well, they say for TV, and I would think it's the same for film, you need a big head.
Oh, why?
It looks better on TV.
Ah, そっか. And on stage also.
Yeah. So a lot of these people who, you know, are, at least in America, I don't know about in Japan, but a lot of these people you see on TV and everything like that,They usually have big heads, slightly bigger than normal. And I mean their physical head, not arrogant. Going to be kind of the same thing. Yeah. And for the movie, 15, maybe 20 minutes too long. About 15 minutes too long. There were...A couple of times during the movie, it's like, you know, you look at your watch. It's like, how much longer? Because there are, I mean, they're trying to tell this story and they're trying to, all right. So the story is it's set during the Cold War. And the Americans catch a Russian spy.
Yeah.
And then the Russians or the Soviets catch an American spy. And Tom Hanks' character is a lawyer.First, he has to defend the Soviet spy, and then he has to travel to Berlin to try and exchange the two spies, get the American spy for the Soviet spy. And this is all based on a true story to keep in theme with our movie today.
そうなんだね。Wow, so...良かった? Was that good?
It's a good story. I think for the most part, it's told very well. The acting is very good. It's just, you do have these scenes which remind me a little of Columbo. You know, like we watched the Columbo and we sat there for 5 minutes watching the car just driving. There's nothing happening. There's no story being told. It's just you get some of that. And it's, yeah, they could have cut some of that out.
Ah, なるほどね。
And it would have been a little tighter and a little bit better. But it's, it's a good movie.
Okay, so it goes to the Oscar, do you think?
Oscars, it's been nominated for 6 Oscars. What Oscars has it been nominated for? It's been nominated for Best Motion Picture. Mark Rylance for Supporting Actor.
Supporting Actor, yeah.
Screenplay, production design, music, and sound mixing. So 6 Oscar nominations.
How about music?
Yeah, best.
It matched the... Did it match the movie?
Yeah, I thought it matched. It went well. I think so because I don't really remember the music.
Okay.
So either it matched well in terms of just enhancing the emotional response or it just didn't disturb.
Yeah, そっか。そっかそっか、そうだよね。But it's classical music.
I don't even remember.
Okay. But rock じゃなさそうだよね。
Yeah, it was composed by Thomas Newman, who did Wall-E.
So usually, Spielberg's music was... Most Spielberg's music were... created by
director. Oh yeah, it's usually he works with John Williams.
Ah, so.
But John Williams was working on Star Wars. Okay, yeah. So it's a good movie. It's not going to be in theaters much longer, I don't think. So yeah.
So you went with your wife.
Yeah.
And did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she enjoyed it. She also thought it was a little long. But yeah. All right. Oh, a really quick question. Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks?
Yeah, do you know Elizabeth Banks?
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, she plays, what is it, Effie in the Hunger Game movies. So she's like this government worker who... helps. She's like a PR person working with Jennifer Lawrence's character in the movies. She it was just announced today or maybe yesterday that she is going to play the role of Rita Repulsa, also known as, what is that, the Majo Bandora. Bajo Bandora in the American Super Sentai.
そうなんだ。
Yes.
え、この人が Elizabeth Banks
が。
あ、そう。
Now, when I was maybe still in high school or early university, they imported the Super Sentai. And they called it the Power Rangers in America. And they what they did was they just took all of the action sequences and the fighting and everything like that, the people in the suits. And then they got American actors to do the other bits where you see their faces and everything. And they changed the story, I think, a little bit. But and it was really, really popular. In America during the 90s.
Oh, so yeah,
the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, and it was, they just kept buying the footage from the Super Sentai series. And now they're making a movie, which will be coming out next year. And we have Elizabeth Banks is going to be the main bad guy. The Majo Bandora. パンドーラ。
マチョパンド
ー
ラ。
Yeah.
ドーラ。わかりました。Okay. Thank you、mm. for your information.
Yeah, I just think that's interesting. I mean, Elizabeth Banks、mm. surprises me that she would do this because it doesn't look like it's going to be a good movie.、
Mm.
It's freaking whatever. All right.
All right.
So...The Iron Lady!
Yes! Today, we will talk about the Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher, 鉄の女の涙。じゃあ、この、let's talk about this story. The Iron Lady, directed by...
Phyllida?
Phyllida Lloyd, directed, director of Mamma Mia, is about ailing.
Ailing?
Ailing.
Yeah.
Ex-Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, played by Meryl Streep, remembering her life and career while cleaning out her late husband's possessions. Dennis Thatcher, played by Jim Broadbent.
Possessions.
Very good. Okay. 本日取り上げるのは The Iron Lady. Margaret Thatcher, 鉄の女の涙です。イギリスは初の女性首相、女性首相、マーガレット・サッチャーの人生を戦中の若年期から、1990年の首相退陣に至るまでの回想を挟みながら描いた作品です。サッチャーを演じるのはアメリカの大女優、メリル・ストリープです。
That's kind of a tongue twister, isn't it? 女性首相。
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 When is Japan going to have its first female 女性、our first 女性首相？
首相、首相、言うとき大変だね。
日本初の。
When is that？日本初の女性首相。いや、言えないな。いつか来るのかしら。
Maybe it can be one of your daughters.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Never.
All right, so before we get into the movie, there are...We have watched, I think, like so many movies and TV shows now that we are starting to see some of the same actors.
Yes.
And in this,
yes.
And in this movie,the person who plays Alfred Roberts.
Alfred Roberts.
Yeah, his name is Ian Glen.
Ian Glen.
Yeah, he's.
これはそうだったね。サッチャーのお父さん役だよね。サッチャー's father.
Yeah.Mm-hmm. He is probably most famous for being in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really watch this, but I mean, he's in the second season of、mm-hmm. Downton Abbey.
Ah, so, so, yeah. so, so.
And honestly, there are maybe three or four other actors in this show who、mm-hmm. have been in either Downton Abbey、
mm-hmm.
or Game of Thrones.Or both. A lot of repeats.
そうだね。
Yeah.
そう、でも、さ、ダウントナビでは、he played a very bad guy なのね。
In Downton Abbey?
うん、in Downton Abbey
では。Maybe.、
うん、
he,
そうそう
he plays kind of an person in Game of Thrones too, so.
そうなんだね。Yeah.そうだから全然ね今回この Iron Lady では He plays very different character So I didn't、recognize him as a、person in Downton Abbey どっかで見たことあるなああ彼はダウントンアビーのあの闇な人だったんだっていうのが後で思い出した、
yeah. Actually that reminds me、I saw an interview with Martin Freeman
Mm.
And he was talking about Harry Potter.
Mm.
And he was like, you know, I'm one of only two actors, two British actors,、mm. not in Harry Potter.
そうなんだ
yeah, It's like, there are six British actors, not in Harry Potter. I was one of them. I'm sad.
And then how about, Martin Freeman? He was in a Harry Potter?
No.
No?
No, he wasn't. So it was like him, maybe like Benedict Cumberbatch. The only people not in British actors not in Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Ah, so nan da ne.
And the second one that we have is the Alexandra Roach, who plays the young Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Countess Nordston in Anna Karenina. So this was Karenina's best friend kind of person.
全然覚えてないの。I completely forgot it.
That's an easy movie to forget.
まあね。でもさ、しかもさ、あのカレニナにはさ、ダウントンアビーのあのメインキャラクターも出てるんだよね。だからなんかもキャラクターがいっぱい みんな見たことある人がいっぱいいて面白いな。それはそれで面白いんだけどね。
Well, there are, I think there are just like two British actors, so they're in everything.
そうね。
Honestly, I think that if you went to America and you asked Americans, oh, name your top 10 favorite actors, at least 50% of those actors would be British.
そうなんだ。
And maybe half of them, of those, that 50%, so like 25% of those actors, people would not know they are British.
Famous actor in America is British actor.
A lot of them, yeah. Or Australian, like right recently, a lot of Australians, I mean like Kate Blanchett and...Margot Robbie and everything. Hugh Jackman, the Hemmers brothers.
So, they are Australian.
Yeah.
But famous in America.
Yeah, and they come over to America, they do perfect American accents. And people are like, huh? Because we have the late night talk shows. So the people, the actors, they come out to promote their movies. And they'll come out and they'll start speaking and people are like, you're Australian? You're British? I didn't know that.
Ah, so. 面白いね。そうなんだね。
All right. So, Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady.
Yes. そう考えるとさ、今回のそのメリル・ストリープは反対だよね。だってさ、She is an American...Great, great, great actress,
yes.
Sure. But this time, she plays very British person.
And if I may, it's just talking about, you know, the English and the Australians going to America, doing perfect American accents. The other way, Americans doing English accents, almost always a complete failure.
Ah, 本当。How about this?
She was fantastic.
本当?
She was really good. I mean, the first couple of minutes of this movie, I knew it's Meryl Streep. I didn't recognize her. Especially with that makeup, when she looks a little bit older. And her accent, I was like, is that Meryl Streep? That can't be Meryl Streep. But...
そうなんだ。それを聞きたかったのよ。だからさ、How about her English っていうのを聞きたくて。そうなんだね。For you, she was perfect British person だったの。
And I think maybe like a perfect Margaret Thatcher as well.
Yeah. そう、今回ね、やっぱこのね、マーガレットで、メリル・ストリープと、あと、ジム・ブロードベントがね、よかったなと思ったね。
ジム・ブロードベント。
いやー。
He's like a lovable teddy bear. You just kind of want to hug him.
そうそうそうそうそうそう。なんかあの、ジム・ブロードベントはこう、なんか奥さんを解放するのがよく似合うよね。
Yeah.
He's suit for, to care for his wife. Yeah. Jim Broadbent also was on the screen of the movie Iris. Do you know that?
Iris?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and he maybe nominated as a good support actor, maybe?
When
some...
Iris from 2001.
そうそう、そのぐらいのやつ。うん。で、he also、care for his wife, you know.
He won、うん、for best actor in a supporting、うん、role for that movie.
Oh,、in Oscar, ね。
And it has Dame Judi Dench and Kate、yes. Winslet.
Yes.、
Oh, how did I miss that? Maybe I didn't like、うん、those movies、
mm-hmm.
when I was that young.
だけどね、ね、not available in all streaming services, I think.、Hmm. Not in Netflix, not in Hulu. So...
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a small movie. Maybe like、mm. a little independent、mm-hmm. movie kind of thing.、
Mm. But it was a really good movie.、
Mm. Yeah.
Judi Dench became、Alzheimer's disease.She was so smart, novelist in Britain, but so Jim Broadbent cared for her.
Yeah.
だからこのマーガレット・サッチャー見た時もなんかこの人いつも奥さんを解放してる役だなってそれが似合うよね。
But I mean, I think for me.He'll always be Bridget's dad.
それもよく似合うよね。だからさ、なんか家族の中にいるすごい優しい人っていう。あの、very, warm and kind and nice man in a family.
Yeah.
うん。うん。All right.
So, the Iron Lady, good? Did you like it?
Good.そうだな。Good and not good かなっていう。
What wasn't good?
さ、そうだね。なんかね、期待が大きくて、そんなに期待するほどでもなかったかなって。I expected too much.
Yeah.
うん。
For me, I really enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very beautiful love story. As a love story.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was underneath、mm-hmm. the biographical.
Yeah,
so it was a love story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well done.
I don't know much about her policy in politics.
What I know about Margaret Thatcher, I mean, we were young.
Mm-hmm.
I barely know Ronald Reagan, who was at the same time. But you go to Great Britain and people either love her or they absolutely hate her.She's still very controversial. At her funeral, there were lots of people, you know, very, very sad that she passed away. And a lot of people who celebrated, they were happy. They're like, yay, she died, yay. Because, I mean, watching this film and the things that she did, she was, like the coal miners were striking and she's like, let's shut it down.
いやあ、あったね、そういうところが。だからさ、その、サッチャーが亡くなって、まだそんなに、時間が経ってないし、その彼女のその政策とかに対して、あんまり快く思っていない人たちっていうのも、まだまだたくさんいる中で、この映画でこう、あまりにもこう美化されてないかなっていう、そんな感じはしたの。It doesn't take too long time since she passed away. So there are still many people who had a bad and negative feeling for her. Still, there are a lot of people. So I'm afraid that her life become too beautiful by making this movie.
I think there is something that's it's called a hagiography.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when someone writes a biography about mm-hmm. another person. And mm-hmm. it's only good.
Mm. Good things.
Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, this person was great. This person was great. Mm-hmm. They did this. They did this. Mm-hmm. And they don't talk about any of the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they talked about the negatives of Margaret Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
I think they also tried to explain why
mm-hmm.
she did it
mm-hmm.
to try and give context.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's really, you know, I wouldn't say it's a hagiography.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they made her life look more glamorous or mm-hmm. anything like that. I think they tried to put context to.
Mm.
I mean, it's the feeling that I got was she was a Tory.
Tory. Yeah.
That's,
Torito.
Mm. That's what they call the conservatives
mm-hmm.
in Great Britain or in England. Mm. They're Tories. Unlike most Tories who mm-hmm. are like, these are our most conservatives in mm-hmm. almost any democracy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, these are our policies. This is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really do it
mm-hmm.
because it's too extreme
mm-hmm.
and it will upset the other side too much. Margaret mm-hmm. Thatcher didn't care. She's like, no, this is what we stand for. This is what we're going to do. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes to the nickname, the Iron Lady.
Yes.
Which came from the Soviets.
Yeah. Came from Soviet nickname.
Yeah. A Soviet mm-hmm. journalist. He was a military journalist. And mm-hmm. it is based off of the Iron Chancellor,
mm-hmm.
which was the nickname for Otto von Bismarck,
mm-hmm.
the great Prussian who helped to unify Germany.
Oh.
So it was a play on that nickname, the Iron mm-hmm. Lady. And she, I think, kind of liked it
mm-hmm.
because she is, I think, the only person, maybe one of the only living prime ministers to have a statue mm-hmm. of herself put up in the Houses of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she, there's a famous quote to her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I might have preferred iron. Talking about the statue, I might have preferred iron.
Iron lady, yeah. だから iron statue.
Yeah, but bronze will do.
Uh-huh.
It won't rust.
Rust? Sabinai ってこと? Yeah. Become bad ってこと?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rust, you know, get old and...
そうか。鉄はね、錆びるけど、銅はブロンズ錆びないから、まあ、これはこれでいいわよって言ってんの。
Yeah, that was her.
British, ironic.
Yes.
すごいね、イギリス人らしいこと言うね。ああ、そうなんだ。そう。
うん、
だけどまあ、
May I ask?
もしああいう、多分、まあ多分、本当のこともたくさん出ているんだと思うんだけど、あれだけ男の人がいっぱいいる中で、ただ一人も女性として、国会に行って議会に立ってそのトップになるっていうのは、やっぱりその私は映画の中で私はこれまでにいろいろ戦ってきたっていうところがあったじゃない。In a movie, in a Falkland War,、
mm-hmm.
she decided to have a war against Argentina and American, 誰だっけ ?Not Prime Minister.
The ambassador?
Ambassador かな国務長官かな誰かがやってきて。
The man that she had the meeting with.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was the ambassador to Great Britain.
Uh-huh. And then he tried to stop it, but she told him, I have fought for for many in my life って言ってるじゃない、mm-hmm. It was impressive だなと思った、yeah. In a man's word、
mm-hmm. Yeah, she right or wrong、
mm-hmm.
She had her beliefs and she didn't back down、
mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you、
mm-hmm.
Why did you choose the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher?
Ah, そっかそっか。I searched in a Netflix to looking for some interesting one movie. So, and、I knew、Meryl Streep acted as、Margaret Thatcher, and 前から気になってたのね。I have been interested in that for a long time. So if I have time, I'd like to watch it someday.、
Mm.
So I choose it.、
Mm. Were you?
I love Meryl Streep so much.
Really?
Every movie, she never betray me.
Never let you down.
So.なんでも、だから例えば昔だったら、例えばソフィーズ・チョイスとか。
Yeah, I've never seen that.
So long time movie.
I...
Young, very young.
Maybe after this,、
mm.
the only other Meryl Streep movie that I've seen、
mm.
was Mamma Mia.
Ah!まだね、ママミは見てないの。
Yeah, don't.
I don't.
Don't watch it.、
うん、
it's a bad movie.
A bad movie だった。
It's a bad movie.
You don't like ABBA.
I don't like ABBA.
Uh-huh.
But that's not it.
ABBA が嫌いだったらや。
It's, Meryl Streep, her performance in it is good. I mean, she's a good actor.、
うん、
but the movie itself is not good. And、うん、Pierce Brosnan singing is...That's something that should happen.
okay.
Just saying. So,
and
did you have any, was, did you have any problems like understanding the story and what was happening because?
About politics, I don't have any knowledge.、so, たまになんで揉めてんのかわからなかったけど。But its story itself is very simple because、she was too old and maybe she is 認知症かな I don't know how to say it in English.
She had a dementia.
Dementia, そうそうそう、dementia, そうそうそう。So her memory, she lives in a memory sometimes.And her husband comes in her real life she imagined.
Yeah. She、mm. was seeing, hallucinating.
そうね、そうね。
Seeing her husband.、
Mm. So it is, the story itself is very simple. So it is very easy to understand, to follow.、Mm. But in a politics,、mm. どこかっていうともうわかんないけど。たまに、sometimes I couldn't、understand the context, political context.、
Mm. Some of the events.、
Mm.
Yeah, I think, again, it's the same thing with the political side of the movie.、Mm. There、mm-hmm. were the events happening, like、mm. the bombing of the hotel,、
yeah.
and the IRA, the、mm. Falkland Wars.、
Mm-hmm.
There was that side of it where...But、mm-hmm. there is also, like, when she first gets elected to a house、
mm-hmm.
and she goes to the parliament building、
mm-hmm.
and she walks in and you see, like, the signs on the door、
mm-hmm.
was, like, members、
mm-hmm.
and then lady members. It's like, so you have members and lady members. It's like, what is that?And that, yeah, a lot of, you know, sexism、
うん、
happening.
そうだったね。
So I think that part was may be easy to understand as well.
But in America now, the next president can be a first woman president.
Female president.
Female.
Yeah, it's not going to be Hillary Clinton.
Not be?
It will not. Hillary Clinton will not be president. No.
Really?
No, she is probably going to get into a lot of trouble.
But how about Trump?
Trump will not be president either. Trump.
He lost the latest vote.
Yeah, kind. It wasn't a vote really, but it was mm-hmm. a caucus, which is very special,
mm-hmm.
and only done in Iowa. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's not going to be. He's not going to become president, only because he doesn't advertise. Mm.
He advertises what?
So this is right now, if you were in America, you would see lots of political advertisements.
Mm-hmm,
so commercials for Hillary Clinton and commercials for Mark Rubio and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending lots and lots, millions of dollars on advertisement.
But
Trump, Donald Trump doesn't. He doesn't have to. He knows how to get himself on TV without spending money. And the truth is, the news channels don't like that because who gets all of that money? It's the news channels. So they don't make money off of Donald Trump. They don't like Donald Trump. He's not going to be president. That's the American system.
Okay.
So as a woman, were you able to relate to Margaret Thatcher? Or do you think that Margaret Thatcher is relatable to Japanese women in terms of her story, her growing up and everything that she did?
So da na. If a woman is very smart and very energetic, and if she have a very good policy, I think those women should be anyone she would like to be, but in modern Japan is too difficult to become top lady, I think.
Yeah, because I'm just reminded of, what was that, sometime last year, there was the Diet member. She was giving a speech, and some other Diet member in the audience was like, oh, you should be at home cooking or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind of a sexist remark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think they were in the same party too, weren't they? It's just, yeah. I mean, seeing like what she had to go through as being, I think maybe like one of the first members of the House of Commons and being the first female prime minister and just being a female in that all male environment. Mm-hmm. There was that one scene where she was first elected to the House of Commons and you see her like driving off and leaving her children, and her children like, don't go. It was very sad.
Very sad. だけど、そうしないわけにいかないしね。Because of her job.
Yeah.
ああ、そうだな、思ったんだけど、やっぱりさ、女性としてトップになるんだったら、その、男性に受け入れられることはもちろんだけど、女性の、イメージっていうのもすごく大事じゃない？だからそのさ、男性がこう一般の人たちに、国民に向けてするアピールと、また女性のトップがするアピールっていうのはまた違うんだろうな、なんていうふうに思ったのが、ボイストレーニングをやってるところ。In a movie, in a voice training.
Yeah, not It wasn't just voice training. It was complete
how
image.
How to speak. Yeah, image making is, I think women's top lady is very, have to be very careful for her image making, because she need to appeal both men and women. So it is a little bit harder. It seems to be a little bit harder to attract a woman as a women's leader, because she should be very powerful, but she have to kind of feminine images is also important. Both images are important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, そのバランスをね、it's too hard to make a balance between it.
It is. I think that for men, you know, appearing masculine is what appeals to both men and women.
で、マスキュリンだったらさ、マスキュリンでさ、ずっと行けばいいじゃない。
Yeah.
だけど、女性だったら、だけどフェミニンのイメージっていうのもやっぱり完全になくしてしまうとやっぱり女性の反感を買うじゃない多分、だからたとえどんな人がトップにどんな女性がトップになってもそこ難しいんだろうなと思う。例えばさ、men in society have a simple system じゃん。Very masculine and powerful is better, but in the women's world is more a little bit more complex, I think.
Yeah.
To become a career person, career lady, or become a mother, or marry or not marry, have a children or not children. So too many segments, too many groups. In women's world, so to attract all of the women's group is hard for women's leader.
Yeah, and to just take a quick step back, talking about Margaret Thatcher and her meeting with the two advisors, this has become standard today. Everyone running for political office, not even president, but just most people running for political office, they have advisors come in and be like, you have to speak this way. And you have to, you know, change your posture.
Yeah.
You have to change your vocabulary to appeal to. So it's all fake. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. Politics, it's all fake. It's all fake. And this is proof. It's all fake. It's all movies.
It's all movies.
Yeah. It's all just movies. Politicians. I've heard a great quote. Politicians are ugly movie stars.
なるほどね。確かに。そういう面はあるね。That's it.
That's it. That's all they are. They're just the ugly movie stars.
だからそう考えるとさ、ヒラリーもすごくイメージ変わったよね。She speaks a very simple English でしょ。
She speaks very posh.
Yeah. So the vocabulary selection is very simple because she wants to attract a minority person, I think.
I mean, she wants to attract, to appeal to everyone. I mean, it's very like BBC English.
あれ BBC English なんだ。
Yeah. It has to appeal to everyone. Everyone has to. Because, I mean, you go to England. You go to London. You're in one area of London. You walk 5 minutes. You're in a different area of London. And they have a completely different accent.
Ah, so? Yeah.
I mean, people don't tend not to think about this. I started watching The Last Kingdom on Netflix. And more than 2,000 years ago, there was no England. It was like 6 or 7 different countries in what we now consider England. There are lots of different countries, lots of little countries and kings and everything like that. And everyone was different because you had the Angles, you had the Saxons, you had the Danes, and you had the Celts. And so like all these different people, and they all spoke a little bit differently because their language is a little bit different. So lots of different influences coming into England. So you have a wide variety of accents and vocabulary usage can be very different. And then on top of that, you have like the BBC English, and then you have an incredibly posh, like upper class kind of English, which is a little bit different than BBC English.
Ah, so nanda. Omoshiroi.
Yeah, it's very complicated. I don't understand all of it. I'm not English, so I think that
has something to do
with that. All right. So any final words on Margaret Thatcher's Iron Lady? I keep wanting to call it Margaret Thatcher, but it's the Iron Lady. The Iron Lady.
All right.
Any final thoughts?
No.
No? All right. May I? One thing.
Okay.
The song.
Song.
The song. I'm in love with Margaret Thatcher. I'm in love with Margaret Thatcher. I'm in love with Margaret Thatcher. I love that song.
Thank you.
Do you remember the song?
どこのシーン?
It was like in one of the kind of montages about midway through the movie. I think they were showing like a lot of the kind of rioting and everything like that. And it was during the 80s section of it, because it was by a punk band. The real song, quite popular song at the time, by Not Sensibles, the Not Sensibles, English punk band. And I've always loved that song. Great song. Although that's really all they say. I'm in love with Margaret. All right. So we thought that we're here. We watched The Iron Lady. There's some famous actors in this movie. These actors are going to be in new movies.
Okay.
Because they're actors. So they act. And we thought we would just share with you some of the upcoming movies that will be coming out this year. First, the young Margaret Thatcher, Alexandra Roach, is going to be in Snow White, Kori no Oku,
Okoku, Kingdom,
The Huntsman Winter's War. That's the sequel to that Snow White thing. Yeah, and that comes out in May.
Okay. Yep. 今年の5月だね。
And Meryl Streep, she is in fifth of March. Shiawase o tsukamu. Uta.
Uta. Yeah.
Ricky and the Flash. So more Meryl Streep singing, I think. We don't have a date, but the Suffragette.
Suffragette.
Which is about the women's right to vote. That's coming out. And another political activist kind of thing. A lot of females were in that movie. I think like Helena Bonham Carter. I love Helena Bonham Carter. And finally,
Helena Bonham Carter.
She's so cute.
Do you like him?
Her?
Director?
Yeah. I remember watching her in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It was her, and it was Kenneth Branagh, and I was like, "Oh, she's so cute."
And
she's a great actor too. So Meryl Streep, Ricky in the Flash, Shiawaseo Tsukamu Uta, Suffragette, and Florence Foster Jenkins. And finally, Jim Broadbent is in a lot of movies. He's really kind of upping his game. Right, so he's in The Sense of an Ending, The Legend of Tarzan.
Tarzan?
Yeah, and this is coming...
He acted Tarzan?
He's doing a voiceover, because this is, I think, all CGI.
Oh, I got that. So, real Tarzan, what would you do?
Yeah, hold on, let me check real quick. What is he doing? The Legend of Tarzan. He is... Who is he voicing? It doesn't have yet. We don't know his character. So he's in that. That's coming out in the autumn of 2016. Mm. In July. He's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, and this is about an image. I can speak. It's about Amish. Again, Irish.
Irish
immigrant.
Hi, hi.
Moving to Brooklyn in the 1950s. And it looks like a good movie. I think it was nominated for some Oscars. Yeah. He's going to be in Bridget Jones's Baby again. Yay! And The Lady in the Van, which I think has Dame Judi Dench, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really? Again.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. Those are some of the Dame Judi Dench.
Okay.
No, Maggie Smith, sorry.
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith, yeah.
Uh-huh. Possible.
Huh? Yeah. They're both, yeah, professor from Harry Potter. All right, now I'm just confused. I'm sorry. Yeah, so a bunch of movies coming out for Jim Broadway. Mm. And moving along, next week. So I thought we would kind of continue. I enjoyed The Iron Lady. I enjoyed Bridge of Spies. So maybe we just continue with the biographical things.
Biographical.
Yeah, and
okay.
I have three options.
Biographical month.
Biography month. Well, in America, it is Black History Month. Mm-hmm. So we celebrate Black history in America. So we should do history. Yeah, three choices. The first one, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Michael Fassbender, Brad Pitt, Benedict Cumberbatch, and 12 Years a Slave. Sore demo yoru wa akeru. And this is about a Black American who was born in New York and is kidnapped and sold into slavery. And so it's about his life as a slave and being freed, I think. So there's that. The next one has Forrest Whitaker, David Oyelowo, and for some reason, Mariah Carey. I don't know why. And that
is
The Butler.
The Butler.
Yeah, Dai Toyo no Inpitsu. No,
Namida? Shitsuji.
Shitsuji.
Yeah, Butler.
No Namida?
No Namida, yeah.
The Tears of the President's Goat?
President Butler.
Oh, Butler.
Butler.
Oh, Shitsuji.
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 Yeah.
Shitsuji. Not Hitsuji.
Not Hitsuji.
Okay. Yeah, and this is, yeah, it's about the butler, one of the butlers in the White House and his long career as the butler in the White House. And all the events that went through that. And finally, Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
Jonah Hill. Margot Robbie. Matthew McConaughey. Kyle Chandler. Rob Reiner. The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. And this is a Martin Scorsese film.
Wow.
And it's about a stockbroker on Wall Street who makes lots of money doing not very good things. So which one?
あ、決めていいの?
いや、全部見たいんだよね、これね。だけどちょっと時間がないので、1個ずつ行こう。 Yeah,
one by one.
We can do one by one. It's fine.
Yeah. So you have mentioned a few weeks ago about The Revenant.
Yeah.
And it must be Oscar, かな?
It's been nominated for Oscars, yeah.
And starring Leonardo DiCaprio. So next week will be a DiCaprio week.
DiCaprio
let's go.
Week.
Yeah, let's go to the Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, the Wolf.
Okay, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. And just so everyone knows, The Revenant will come out on the 22nd of April. So a couple of months.
そうだね。
And that's Leonardo
DiCaprio. でも怖いから見れないな、多分。I can't watch it. It's too scary.
The Revenant?
Yeah.
I think there are
maybe... 聞いただけでもうダメ。もう怖いもん。
I think we know what the scariest thing that's going to happen in the movie is.
いや、まあある。うん、そうだけど。
If you've seen the trailers...
もうなんか血を見るのが嫌だ。
If you've seen the trailers, then I think that's about as scary as it's going to get. I don't think it's meant to be a scary movie.
Okay.
Okay?
Wolf of Wall Street みたいな。
Yep. So next week, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Which is available? Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
That's all I know.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
はい。映画のイングリッシュ。今日はこの辺でお開きです。来週お届けするのは The Wolf of Wall Street。ウルフ・オブ・ウォール・ストリート。Netflix で配信中です。ぜひ、ご覧になってくださいね。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。メール、番組ウェブサイトは映画の english.com イメールは mike@english.com ときのこ @english.com です。また聞きいただけますようによろしくお願いします。
Thank you for listening and have a nice day!